Welcome back. Today we get to finally try a combination of something that I've wanted to do for a while. We'll include night prayer if we have opportunity tonight, and we're going to have evening prayer first combined with it. So let us begin with the invitatory, since I actually have been preoccupied and distracted by other projects all day. I haven't said any offices up until now, so the invitatory is always tied to your first office of the day. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come worship the Lord, for we are his people, the sheep of his flock. Alleluia. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Come, let us worship the Lord, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Come now, Almighty God, help us your name to sing. Help us to praise, Father all-glorious, over all victorious. Come and reign over us, Ancient of Days. Come now, incarnate Word, who for us death endured. Our prayer attend. Come and your people bless, and give your word success. Fill us with righteousness, Savior and Friend. Come, Holy Comforter, your sacred witness bear, in this glad tiding, in this glad hour, to us your grace impart, and rule in every heart, never from us depart, Spirit of power. To you, O Trinity, eternal praises be, forevermore. Your sovereign majesty may we in glory see, and to eternity love and adore, and the fond one. Christ our Lord is a priest forever, like Melchizedek of old. Alleluia. Psalm 110, exempting verse 6, is our prayer, the Messiah, King and Priest. Christ's reign will last until all his enemies are made subject to him. 1 Corinthians 15:25. The Lord's revelation to my Master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. Christ our Lord is a priest forever, like Melchizedek of old. Alleluia. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath, he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. Christ our Lord is a priest forever, like Melchizedek of old. Alleluia. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Almighty God, bring the kingdom of Christ, your anointed one, to its fullness. We come to you, however we're feeling, asking you to give us and renew us in hope. May the perfect offering of your Son, the eternal priest and high priest of the New Jerusalem, be offered by his priests to your name and make all nations a holy people for you. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, we can offer a short prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, grant us your grace, fatherly graces. Hail Mary, full of grace, intercede for us with the Father. The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Christ our Lord is a priest forever, like Melchizedek of old. Alleluia. Antiphon 2. God dwells in highest heaven. He has power to do all he wills. Alleluia. Psalm 115. Praise of the true God. You have renounced idol worship to serve the living and true God. 1 Thessalonians 1:9. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory, for the sake of your love and your truth. And lest the heathen say, where is their God? But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he wills. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. They have ears, they have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have nostrils, but they cannot smell. With their hands, they cannot feel. With their feet, they cannot walk. No sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. God dwells in highest heaven. He has power to do all he wills. Alleluia. Sons of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. He remembers us and he will bless us. He will bless the sons of Israel. He will bless the sons of Aaron. The Lord will bless those who fear him, the little no less than the great. God dwells in highest heaven. He has power to do all that he wills. Alleluia. To you may the Lord grant increase, to you and all your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to men. God dwells in highest heaven. He has power to do all he wills. Alleluia. The dead shall not praise the Lord, nor those who go down into the silence, but we who live bless the Lord, now and forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, Creator and Ruler of heaven and earth, you made man in your image and likeness to subdue the earth and master it, and to recognize the work of your hands in created beauty. Grant that your children, thus surrounded on all sides by signs of your presence, may live continually in Christ, praising you through him and with him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, help us to have that renewed hope that you are acting in our lives, that you again walk with us, that you want us to be clinging to you. He, God who dwells in highest heaven, he has power to do all he wills. Alleluia. Praise God, all you who serve him, both great and small. Alleluia. Next prayer is from the book of Revelation, chapter 19. Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God. Alleluia. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia. 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 Sing praise to our God, all you his servants. And the response from the second choir would be, Alleluia. I'm doing all the parts in the office, even the responses. All who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia. 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 The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory. Alleluia. 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 The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun. Alleluia. And his bride is prepared to welcome him. Alleluia. Alleluia. Praise God, all you who serve him, both great and small. Alleluia. So here we are. And we are going to substitute that short reading for the longer reading from the optional lectionary and continue our journey with Genesis. This is Genesis chapter 8. But God remembered Noah and all the beasts and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind blow over the earth, and the waters subsided. The fountains of the deep and the windows of the heavens were closed. The rain from the heavens was restrained, and the waters receded from the earth continually. At the end of 150 days, the waters had abated. And in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark came to rest upon the mountains of Arad. And the waters continued to abate until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark, which he had made, and sent forth a raven, and it went to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. Then he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters had subsided from the face of the ground. But the dove found no place to set her foot, and she returned to him to the ark. For the waters were still on the face of the whole earth. So he put forth his hand and took her and brought her into the ark with him. He waited another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark, and the dove came back to him in the evening. And lo, in her mouth a fleshly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. Then he waited another 7 days and sent forth the dove, and she did not return to him any more. In the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dried. Then God said to Noah, "Go forth from the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Bring forth with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, birds and animals and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may breed abundantly on the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth." So Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. And every beast, every creeping thing, and every bird, everything that moves upon the earth went forth by families out of the ark. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and took of every clean animal and every clean bird, and offered a burnt offerings on the altar. And when the Lord smelled the pleasing odor, the Lord said in his heart, "I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again destroy every living creature as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease." Wow, what a beautiful reading. Responsory prayer. Hear, O Israel, and faithfully keep what the Lord has commanded you, and you will know that the Lord your God is a faithful God, true to his promises and merciful to all who love him. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your soul and all your strength. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your strength, and you will know that the Lord your God is a faithful God. What a beautiful responsory prayer. Now I'd like to take the opportunity to read a little reflection on that from St. Augustine. "Watch yourselves, this world is passing away. Remember how the Lord foretells in the gospel that it will be the same on the last day as it was in the days of Noah. People ate and drank, bought and sold, and married right up to the day when Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. The reason the ark took so long to build was to make unbelievers wake up. Noah worked on it for 100 years, yet people were not awake enough to say, 'The man of God must have good reason for building this ark. It must mean that the human race will soon be destroyed.' Once again, the ark is being built, and those hundred years represent the days in which we live. This whole period of time was prefigured by that number of years. If those, then, who paid no heed when Noah was building the ark deserve to die, what do they deserve who are careless about their salvation while Christ is building his church? There is as much difference between Noah and Christ as between servant and Lord, or rather as between men and God. For the servant and his master are both men, and yet the people of those days have become a fearful example for their descendants because they did not believe the man who was building the ark. Christ, who is God, became man for us, and is building his church, the ark of which he has made himself the foundation. Every day, incorruptible timber, that is, believers renouncing this world, is added to the structure of this ark, and still people say, "Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die." Answer them back and say, "Let us fast and pray, for tomorrow we shall die." Those who say, "Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die," have no hope of rising again. But we who, thanks to the words of the prophets and the preaching of Christ and the apostles, believe in and proclaim the resurrection, we who hope for a life after death, must not lose courage or let our minds be dulled by dissipation and drunkenness. We must rather be dressed for action, with our lamps aright, as we await the Lord's coming with all sobriety. Let us fast and pray, not because tomorrow we shall die, but so that we may die without fear. And again, we could have taken the second reading. I'm trying to do a little semi-continuous reading from Clement's epistle to the Roman epistle to the Corinthians. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Now we pray the Canticle of Mary, the Song of Mary from Luke's Gospel. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us in the Our Father. Actually, we have the intercessions. How silly of me. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Let us celebrate the kindness and wisdom of Christ. He offers his love and understanding to all men, especially to the suffering. Let us earnestly pray to him. Perfect us in love, Lord. We recall the benefits of your resurrection and we long for the benefits of your redemption. Grant that we bear witness to you today, Lord, and offer an acceptable gift to the Father through you. Enable us to see your image in all men and to serve you in them. Lord Jesus, you are the true vine, and we are the branches. Allow us to remain in you, to bear much fruit, and to give glory to the Father. Lord, we recognize that all the favors we have received today come through your generosity. Do not let them return to you empty, but let them bear fruit. Light and salvation of all nations, protect the missionaries you have sent into the world. Enkindle in them and in us the fire of your Spirit. Grant that man may shape the world in keeping with human dignity and respond generously to the needs of our time. Healer of body and spirit, comfort the sick and be present to the dying. In your mercy, visit and refresh us all. May the faithful departed be numbered among the saints, freed from their purgatory purification process, whose names are in the book of life. Now, let us turn to the Father and pray in the words of our Savior Jesus Christ, teaching us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father of heaven and earth, hear our prayers, and show us the way to peace in the world. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Now let us turn again to take a look at something new, the office of night prayer. So I've never shown you night prayer, but in the canonical office, there's this special office that caps off and rounds out your day. It's actually really short, like it can be only 5 or 6 or 7 minutes if you want to recite it. First, in night prayer, we are just given an examination of conscience, like the examination of conscience at the end of the day or the one preparing you for Mass. So let us look back on this day. All right, let us pray. Lord, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. And again, that's not really necessary. That's really for the community. If you're gathering together as like a monastic community or church community or something, to say this. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And if you have a priest, the priest can actually give you the limited form of absolution that they do at Mass, saying, May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. So that's cool. That's something cool about night prayer. Have mercy, Lord, and hear my prayer. We're going to pray Psalm 4. When I call, answer me, O God of justice. From anguish you released me. Have mercy and hear me. O men, how long will your hearts be closed? Will you love what is futile and seek what is false? It is the Lord who grants favors to those whom he loves. The Lord hears me whenever I call him. Fear him, do not sin. Ponder on your bed and be still. Make justice your sacrifice and trust in the Lord. What can bring us happiness, many say? Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. You have put into my heart a greater joy than they have from corn, abundance of corn and new wine. I will lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Have mercy, Lord, and hear my prayer. In the silent hours of night, bless the Lord. Psalm 134. O come, bless the Lord, all you who serve the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord through the night. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made both heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the silent hours of night, bless the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 7 is our short reading, or part 3 verses of it. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today. Drill them into your children. Speak of them at home and abroad, whether you are busy or at rest. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Response, into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. Response, I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be. Into your hand, response, into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Gospel Canticle of Simeon is here. So its antiphon tonight is, protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. This is the prayer of Simeon, also from the book of Luke. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. All right. The Lord be with us. Lord, be with us throughout this night. When day comes, may we rise from sleep to rejoice in the resurrection of your Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever with you. Amen. And then I will pray the blessing. May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. Amen. Finally, there's one final thing. They always have a Marian prayer at the very end. So you can say a Hail Mary. Loving Mother of the Redeemer, Gate of Heaven, Star of the Sea, assist your people who have fallen, yet strive to rise again. To the wonderment of nature you bore your Creator, yet remained a virgin after as before. You who received Gabriel's joyful greeting, have pity on us, poor sinners. All right, so that was night prayer. You got to see it, at least in a big part of it, except for the absolution, all of it. Hope that you have a great rest of your day, and we'll get back to doing some handing on the faith catechesis related to the divine office.